Welcome into this edition of Marketabilities. It's a podcast designed to help you learn, develop, and launch. In particular, if you're a business owner, a product developer, service provider.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So
LDO, right there.
That's it.
Learn, develop, launch. Let's go.
I'm one of your hosts. I'm Angie Wyatt. And this is Wyatt Sherwin.
I'm Wyatt intern. Sherwin. Oh, that's the wrong track. It's not supposed to laugh. Yeah, I'm actually the other host.
That's perfect.
I go missing for months at a time, but I know y'all miss me, so it's good to be back.
And we have Bracy Blanton.
Yep, Bracy Blanton.
Okay. An intern extraordinaire.
Yeah, you can tell.
No, he's actually a new sales guru.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Sales guru.
Is that what we're calling that?
So yeah, what I thought we would do is actually quiz you guys on what it is that we sell at Growing Media. Number one, who has the answer?
What
you can
sell?
Press your button. Yeah. What okay. Number one thing that we sell?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Gracie.
A dream.
Oh, a dream.
Wait, was that a better answer
than
marketing?
That's a soundbite, man.
Did I lose?
You both lose. I was actually going for video production.
Okay.
You
know, I said marketing. That's okay. Kind of the same thing.
Oh, that's tough. That's pretty broad. But I love the dream. We sell a dream. That's really
real.
Good. Because what? Everybody has a story, and we're here to share those stories and make you money with your story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Make money on.
Munyon. Okay, so we talked about it earlier. You can have great video production, but if you don't do this next thing, it's just great video production that no one else will see.
Got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Placement.
He's killing you, man. He is killing you. It's not funny.
No, I'm looking for the applause.
He's killing you. Yeah, well...
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, there it is. Yes, placement. And how would you recommend placing that powerful video content to get businesses noticed?
Well, it depends. It really depends on the business, where you want it. You want to share everywhere you can. You want to hit the audience, you know?
That's right.
The right audience, the right timing.
That's right.
A lot of businesses, it's seasonal. You got to time it right, right time of day, right day. And that's about it.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Thank goodness you brought him with you.
No, I know. He speaks for me. It's actually great. I can just play on the soundboard.
Well, you came in with a real cheese PowerPoint today. So why don't you just point
I learned something very important today I'd like to share with the audience.
Okay.
So first of all, when you try your best, you don't always succeed.
He tried to recycle an old PowerPoint presentation that would impress no one.
To put it very simply for y'all, I turned on a PowerPoint, you know, the Microsoft PowerPoint. This was all I heard. It was a laugh track. It sounded like a laugh track. But let me tell y'all something, okay?
You have to turn it off so they'll take you seriously.
They're still laughing at me. So what I learned most importantly is... you know, when you're making a PowerPoint, when you're trying to present, you know, whether it's...
Never make a PowerPoint.
Whether it's, you know, you can have a PowerPoint.
We're in video production.
Hold on. Yes. Anything and everything can have a PowerPoint. It's how you do it.
Why don't you email us and tell us if you appreciate the PowerPoint?
I don't know if we can even call it a PowerPoint.
Do I have a chance?
Wyatt@spielon.com. Let us know if you appreciate the PowerPoint.
Y'all don't blow up my emails too much.
Said no one ever.
But hey, seriously.
Okay.
Can I have the floor?
Sure.
Okay, awesome.
The desk.
Yeah, the floor of the desk. Yeah, that was good. I'd play the laugh track, but play too long.
What
I learned particularly... is that whenever you're designing a PowerPoint, it's very important to kind of abbreviate.
Avoid paragraphs.
Mom, can I speak? Okay, so I think what I learned is it's very important to avoid long-winded sentences, long-winded bullet points of that, because I did have bullet points that didn't look like bullet points. So I think PowerPoint should be used more for your own sake.
Never.
As a speaker... instead of for the audience. It should be kind of notes that you can glance at. And also at the same time,
agreed,
the audience can read those and follow along, kind of know where you're going with your next sentence.
Okay.
So I think it's important.
And he actually brought up something really good in the way of modern day discussion. To put the price or not to put the price.
Mm-hmm.
on any type of presentation like that, you were saying it essentially would scare somebody off?
Yeah, I think, especially in this field, the people we're working with, these different businesses, everything's different.
Everything's different.
We're not a cookie cutter business.
That's right.
That's what you always say. So the prices are always going to range. It's going to change. And I think if you just start throwing numbers out there in front of their face for everybody to see.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're big numbers. I think it can scare people off.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, this is a debate that's ongoing. Real estate, for instance, it used to just infuriate me. And I guess it still does if they don't put the price of a home. I mean, at least maybe a range, you know, can I afford it? Do I dare even go to the bank to discuss this? So I don't know. Maybe there are some products and services that it's okay to put the price because maybe it's not going to change or it'll be up to you to negotiate that. But just like he said, when you're providing a service and you want to customize that service and you want to make it unique for the recipient, no price.
Well, here's the deal. So when it comes to pricing, when you're not selling, you know, a little plush animal or whatever that costs $10 or a sandwich that's $5, it starts to get kind of scary when you start writing down thousands or even hundreds of dollars on something. But the harsh reality of things is that that's how much it costs to get good service.
That is true.
That is as transparent as it can be. And even though it comes across as scary, it might scare people away. Good, because they don't understand it.
Right.
They won't understand it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And if they're scared of the price, guess what? They weren't going to pay it anyway. I think that what I did with the breakdown, I know y'all can't see it, but envision it.
Oh, it was so bad.
It was bad. It was bad because
I hope maybe we could put it up on screen.
I made it
we'll
look
email like, that to Lucas to maybe put up on screen or Sam or somebody.
So I made it look it. A little bit cartoony. It kind of looked like a joke and it was kind of like, haha, you know, whatever. Got laughed out the office.
Used
guys,
to be but, this, could but, be this, and you get this bulk price of this.
Yeah.
If you buy
it
a day.
Like, it was like, it's not $100,000, it's $99,999. But
it's all right up here, right? Psychological.
I think that brings up a good question I'd actually like to ask the table.
Yes.
You know, whenever you are selling a service as valuable as ours, and it is a relatively steep price in comparison to if you were buying like, I don't know, a
Pop-Tart?
Bananas, Pop-Tarts. Okay. Yeah, food. Okay. Little knick-knack stuff. Because this is serious. This is big dogs. So I want to know how you guys would go about it. I'd love to hear how you would bring the pricing to the table. Or do you just not tell them until after you finish it?
Well, first of all, I would always ask the client, what is it that we can do for you? What have you done in the past? What do you feel like worked? What could we do better for you? How can you help us help you bring business into your front door, onto your website, wherever it is that you want them to show up? Secondly, I would say, don't be fearful that we're able to work within any budget for marketing as long as you keep your expectations in line with your investment. Think about that.
Do you think, so you make a phone call,
mm-hmm.
you get a meeting.
Cold call? Ooh. Or do I know the person?
Let's go cold call.
Oh.
Maybe you studied up a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So
cold call.
You get a meeting.
Get a meeting.
And you tell them on the phone, you know, short meeting, 5-10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to close a deal right there? Are you trying to bring up the prices? Are you trying to close the deal the next meeting? Is it another phone call?
I think after you listen to the client, and this is with anybody, you know, if somebody walks into your store, you have to listen to meet a need to make a deal or close the deal is what you just said. Personally, I don't like to prolong that decision-making process because until I make you money, we're not going to be friends. You're not going to like me. You're not going to respect what I'm doing for you. So I like to get to work immediately. We like to hit the ground running. We've been the type agency that we'll go ahead and we'll do that commercial shoot. We'll go ahead and place for you. And then we'll invoice afterwards. We trust you. I mean, it's a partnership. You know, I'm vested. I'm in your business now. We got to make money. I get it.
Well, whenever I did work an internship that was literally just entirely calls the entire time.
That was tragic.
It was a labor camp, first of all, but I learned a lot. And one of the things I learned Very quickly, it is very hard to tell someone you just met that you're about to ask them for $4,000. It's very hard. So, it started to become mandatory because I'd beat around the bush so much. I wouldn't tell them the price, and that's why the meetings would never close. You need to, even in your first time, you need to give them a ballpark because otherwise
you're wasting.
You're wasting each other's time. But here's my qualm. Okay. So we're saying we're not trying to scare anyone off, but if I go, hey, Rob, it's going to be $4,000 for XYZ. Hey, Rob.
That seems fair.
It's going to be like a few thousand for XYZ. Does that sound better or how would you phrase it?
It sounds better because a few is two.
Few's three. Couple's two.
Perhaps couple, few, two. Yeah, I don't think we're all the way up at four.
No, we're not. So that last thousand is a little bit of a secret.
Here's the deal. In marketing, you don't have to look at it that way. You can look at it like, okay, what do I want to invest in my company? Just like when you're going to build your storefront, right? If you have a brick and mortar or you're going to build your website, how functional do you want it to be? How nice do you want it to look? What are your finishes? Are you going to use wood and stone? Or are you going to use plastic and paper? You know, same with marketing. Do I want to invest in my appearance? And then do I want to put it out there in the world in small increments? Or do I want to blast it? If I want to blast it and I'm going to the US of A, hundreds of thousands of dollars, really impressions, you know, especially if it's an everyday use product or whatever. If you want to reach every, I mean, it's a lot of money, right? But if you're just trying to reach a region, you know, a couple of states and maybe start small, you can always grow. But don't, here's the thing that I've seen over my 14 years of doing this. Don't ever go so big that it hurts to write that check every month and then you just don't want to do it. You give up because it takes a good 3 months to get the ball rolling, to get it positioned and to see those results coming in. I get it, you know? So make sure it's an investment that can stay the course.
Yeah, that's also easier said than done though to convince somebody, hey, I need 3 months, 4,000, let's make it happen. Trust me. You don't know me, but trust me. So I think that that's why it's important to be transparent about everything up front. It's like, hey, here's what you're getting. Here's what we're about. Here's how long we've been around. Here's where we're located. Here's my number.
Call me if you need something. Call them.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good thing to do too, is check reviews and call some references.
And I think that kind of sums it up.
Do not ever take a PowerPoint with you to any meeting.
Transparency, and I made a terrible PowerPoint, and you've made that very clear multiple times. One slide I had that I'm very proud of, and
the one with the like caricature of the dollar bills.
No, not that one. Not the cartoon dollar bills. It had a little heart on it.
Oh, geez. The honesty.
The law of honesty.
If you have to say we're honest, why do you even have to point that out? Isn't that a given?
I am very proud. No, it's not. Not in this world. Not in this world. See what I'm saying? Okay. I just think that honesty is actually the best policy.
Always.
I don't know if I always
live by that. Is that even debatable? Is that a question?
That was in the PowerPoint.
That was in there. But moral of the story is, I think that that's the key to getting anybody to trust you. Because once you stab someone in the back.
Say or write it on a PowerPoint that you're honest?
I'm done. I'm going to walk off.
I think that's proof in performance. I think you got to get to know me. You got to work with me. We got to walk together to know that I'm not going to trip you. You're not going to fall. I'm going to hold you up. We're going to do this thing together.
Real.
Guys, this is going to be a great internship. Did you get the floors swept, mopped?
I did. It took a while. I wiped off the counters, yes. Cleaned up the drum set.
Very impressed. Yeah. Maybe tomorrow you can play them for a little while.
Yeah.
I think we accidentally made decaf Bracey, but don't tell Lucas that because he'll be upset. They can't really see him, but he's looking. I'm hiding. Okay.
All right, guys. Listen, a multi-month internship. And if you guys do well, close some deals at whatever is good for the client, maybe you'll stay on beyond graduation here at Growing Media.
And we can open a branch in San Jose.
Or like South Florida.
Or
New York, LA.
Israel.
Growing Media Israel.
I like that. I like that.
Look at that. Dreams. We sell dreams here at Growing Media.
We sell dreams, baby. Come on.
Listen, if you have any questions about starting a business, running a business, you're an entrepreneur, you have an idea, you want some help, give us a call. Interns will answer your call, your phone call. They're going to be raring to go.
Just don't ask me how to build a PowerPoint.
Yeah, don't ask for the PowerPoint. Ask me.
Y'all are on your own, apparently.
Can we pull up the PowerPoint at some point? Is that possible?
They don't need to see that. No, it's
all right.
Good.
We're going to let Bracey have the last word.
Okay, Bracey.
Leave us with something. Inspiring. I mean, talk to the people. What do you have
Inspirational.
To say?
Okay. Gosh, what did Uzi say?
What did Uzi say? Now is my time.
You know, you only get one chance.
Slim Shady actually said that. You do. Please stand up.
Gosh.
All right.
Did Uzi say that?
No, Slim Shady, 100%. Eminem. That was Eminem's word. You got one shot. Do not miss your chance to.
Real G's move in silence like lasagna.
We got to get out of here.
That's what it was.
Guys, Marketability is produced by Growing Media. See ya.
Adios.